The monumental task of holding an election in the middle of a pandemic was aided in part by private grants. Republican lawmakers in the Arizona House have since voted to prohibit election workers in the state from ever accepting those grants again. KJZZ's Ben Giles reports.
In a party-line vote last week, Republican representatives approved a bill that would ban officials at all levels of government, city, county, and state, from accepting private funds for any aspect of election operations, including voter registration. Republican Jake Hoffman, the bill's sponsor, described elections as a core government function, a service the government should be solely responsible for funding. Hoffman said it's a matter of integrity.
We've heard that over the last 4 years. Our colleagues across the aisle have been, you know, adamant that there were foreign interference, Russian interference in the election, right, in 2016. We are all on the same page. There should not be any type of foreign influence or interference in our election system.
For Republicans, it was a domestic source of funding that drew their ire. Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg and his wife, Priscilla Chan. The bill's supporters can't point to an instance when the grants were spent in a partisan manner, but they warn even the perception that Zuckerberg influenced the election is problematic, and say that's reason enough to ensure state and local governments are the only source of election funding. To an extent, Democrats like Representative Kelly Butler agree.
It sounded like we all came to an agreement that it is the duty of taxpayers to fund the elections, but the fact is we aren't doing that right now. And when we don't have enough money to do that, I can't blame them in the last election for seeking the funds they needed to perform those critical functions and keep our elections safe.
That's the situation David Becker saw last fall. He's the executive director of the Center for Election Innovation and Research. Becker says the government, at all levels, didn't step up enough.
It certainly isn't plan A to have philanthropy step in to perform to help fund what should be basic governmental functions.
Becker's nonprofit accepted more than $50 million from Zuckerberg and Chan, and then offered those funds to top election officials in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. 24 applied.
There are states that were heavy Trump states that we gave money to, and there are states that were heavy Biden states that we gave money to. And both are successes because they led to high turnout of voters who found a way to express their voice in the middle of a global pandemic.
Becker said the grants were designed to help states communicate with voters. Beyond that, state officials had full discretion for how to best spend those dollars. Arizona used its share on a statewide voter outreach campaign. It's the type of effort Republican lawmakers have stymied in the past. Last summer, a GOP-controlled budget committee stripped the Democratic Secretary of State of a $500,000 federal grant she planned to use on voter outreach. Republicans said the money would be better spent at the county level, even though counties supported the secretary's plan. Will Gaona, the secretary's legislative liaison, says voter education was doubly important in a year when voting options were changed on the fly to accommodate coronavirus safety measures.
From our office perspective, a very important part of election integrity is making sure that people can actually participate, that they know how to participate and have a meaningful opportunity to do so.
Nine Arizona counties also received Zuckerberg's donations through a separate nonprofit, the Center for Tech and Civic Life. Counties spent the money training and paying poll workers, reaching out to voters, and renting venues large enough to accommodate social distancing for in-person voting. La Paz County, one of the smallest in the state, spent its $18,000 replacing an old camera system that broke days before the August primary. Kimmy Olson, the county's deputy elections director, says the cameras allow the public to observe the vote counting process from a safe distance.
It was actually a godsend that it showed up on our doorstep the way that it did. Because like I said, a smaller counties, we do struggle to survive to get the things that we need.
Becker said the Center for Election Innovation and Research would gladly offer grants again, if the money's available and they're needed. Perhaps in the future they won't be.
I hope the lesson that we take from this is we need to make sure that government adequately funds it, one of its primary obligations, which is facilitation of democracy. Elections in the United States, regardless of the conditions.
Opponents say that unless the bill blocking grants is paired with additional state funding, there will be fewer opportunities to vote. Ben Giles, KJZZ News, Phoenix.